Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah, what an absolutely marvelous day. There's some interesting news. And despite what Charles just said, this is not a victory for Governor Youngkin. This is a victory for we, the people of our beloved Commonwealth. That's who scored a victory with the Supreme Court decision. Now, I'm offering three cheers to Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares for actually having the testicular fortitude, as Mr. McMahon used to say, to stand up and do the right thing. But this is just a victory for common sense. And despite all of the coverage of this as, quote, a purge. Oh, it's a purge. It's not a purge. There's no hunting involved, no pecking involved, nobody tracking it. These are 1,600 people who said, no, I'm not a citizen, but okay, I'll register to vote. There's no harm, no foul in this. Nobody's being deprived of any rights. The law in question signed into law by Tiny Tim Kaine. Utilized by every governor since then, including that despicable Ralph Northam. So it's very nice that it's being tagged as a victory for Governor Youngkin, but knowing Governor Youngkin, I guarantee you Governor Youngkin agrees with me on this. It's not a victory for him or the AG or anybody else. It's a victory for the people. Speaking of the Attorney General, Jason Meares is going to be dropping by a little bit later today, 5:05. Looking forward to chatting with him. And I am trying to figure out, I know there's been a difficult couple of moments for a lot of us, trying to figure out whether we are, in fact, a bitter clinger or a deplorable or a fascist. Or a Nazi? Or now, are we garbage? I don't know. I mean, I just can't keep up with all of this. I thought for the longest time I was just, you know, Jeff Katz. And I don't mean like Jeff Katz like I used to be when I was really Jeff Katz. Yeah, I'm Jeff Katz here. But that's what I thought I was. I thought I was just Jeff Katz. But apparently I'm all of these other things, and I guess I need to pay more attention to these things. So here are our options. I just want to give them to you in case you've been playing the game at home. You are either, as Barack Obama said, a bitter clinger. Remember, we were bitter people who were clinging to our gods and guns. Mm-hmm. Or we were part of the basket of deplorables that from Hillary, still not the President Clinton, or Kamala Harris told us we were fascists. Now, along the way, we were also all termed as racists, you know, but that's just part of the mix. D would be another option. We are Nazis. I've never seen so many of my Hebrew homies at a Nazi event. I'll tell you that right now. I really haven't. We had guys at the Nazi event at Madison Square Garden rapping to Tefillin. God, somebody didn't get the memo, huh? And finally, last night, Joe Biden reminded us that we are all garbage. Why don't we just remind everybody, Germ? Let's grab that, what's his name, Joe Biden clip.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Now, according to the water carriers, the bootlickers, the assorted bum kissers in the legacy news media ranks, Joe Biden did not actually say that Donald Trump supporters were garbage. Can you play that again?
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people.
No, no, no. I don't want all of it. Just give me the part where he calls us garbage. We don't need all of it. Stop.
There is his supporters. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Right. That's the part where he didn't call us garbage, even though, back me up on this, Germ, didn't he just call us garbage?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Well, I maybe it's me. Politico said that's not what he said. Can I hear it again? Because I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Look, I had a physical not too long ago with the best doctor anywhere on planet Earth, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian, former medical director for the World Wrestling Federation, and my friend. By the way, he would be my doctor even if he were not my friend, and he would be my friend even if he were not my doctor. I mean, he's that good a dude. But my hearing is apparently okay. Nothing wrong with it. But Politico said that's not what Joe Biden said. Oh, and then who's the chick who's updating her resume as we speak, who I think is changing her Facebook relationship status to it's complicated and updating her LinkedIn? The DEI press secretary. Right. The minister of propaganda, Karine Jean-Pierre. She also said that's not what Joe Biden said. Okay, well, let's go, Mr. Madden, to the big telestrator here. Germ, just one more time. What did he say?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know how you can have any questions about that. It's pretty clear. You know what's really disgusting? And I mean disgusting. Not like, oh, geez, somebody put mayonnaise on roast beef. Disgusting. I mean really flippin' disgusting. That any of these self-proclaimed serious journalists and real reporters would dare to say that Joe Biden did not refer to Donald Trump supporters as garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
It doesn't get much clearer, does it?
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
But it doesn't get much clearer, does it? He said what he said. You know why he said it? Well, there are a couple of reasons why he said it. Number one, he said it because he truly does believe it. But I think there's also a part of him, nudged on by Dr. Jill Biden, that he said it because he doesn't want Kamala Harris to win. This is his final blank you to the people who knifed him in the back. Schmuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and Nancy Pelosi. They stuck so many shivs in that guy's back, he looked like a colander when it was over. And this is his final payback. You people told me I wasn't up to it. You people pushed me off the cliff. You people gave us our not ready for primetime vice president as our clearly not ready for primetime presidential candidate. Well, guess what? Here's my parting gift for you. I mean, Joe Biden's got a lot of work to do, whether you realize it or not. He does. He is doing his best to to help Kamala Harris lose the election. More importantly, he's got to pick a date after the election when it's clear that Kamala Harris has lost to make it official that he is giving a presidential pardon to his idiot son, Fredo Biden. That's going to happen. What else? All right, well, that's it. All right, no, Mary, you're right. Never mind. He doesn't have that much to do, but yeah. You didn't hear the apostrophe after the R and the S in supporters?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
No, I did not, but thank you. How about smelly Walmart shoppers? Have we been referred to as smelly Walmart shoppers? I don't honestly recall that, but yeah, maybe we are. Hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. John from New Kent says, Jeff, I'm personally proud to be a bitter gun and Bible-clinging, deplorable, Trump-supporting piece of garbage. Well, John, you forgot racist and fascist and Nazi. You got to own it all, man. You can't pick and choose. It's all or nothing, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy, though. But this should give you the clearest example of what the left really thinks. I've told you this for a long time, haven't I? I've said this for a long time, that the leftists legitimately do not like us. And you have done your best to convince yourself that that's not true. I know, because I did the same thing. I really didn't want to believe that there were people who just disliked me that much. But that is how the leftists feel. They hate us. I've seen it up close and personal. I've listened as people have said horrible things about conservatives and then gone out and pretended that they liked conservatives. They just disagreed with them on policies. Believe me, I've been behind the scenes on that stuff. They hate us. Don't waste your time dealing with that. Don't exert any energy trying to deal with it. Simply accept it and move on. Some of the most powerful positioning for anyone is the ability to say, I don't care. When you realize that the leftists hate you, and then you start doing all sorts of gymnastics in your brain. Well, I wonder why that is. Why don't they like me? What do we disagree on? Maybe I could do this. Don't do that. Because there's nothing you can do that's going to make them like you. There's nothing that you can say that's going to make them like you. Why? Because they don't like you. They hate you. They think you're an idiot. They think you're a Nazi. They think you're a fascist. They think you are deplorable. And they think that you are garbage. Every once in a while, you just have to believe people when they tell you things. And they have told us everything that we need to know. Quick reminder about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is always available to you. I will remind you that Jason Miaris is going to be here at 5:05. We'll talk about this Supreme Court decision that, no, is not a victory for Governor Glenn Youngkin. It is a victory for common sense and every decent, upstanding citizen of the United States of America. 316, Jeff.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cats News Radio, WRVA. Me too. Guess what? Trash votes. Are we now? Does trash cover garbage? You know, when I was growing up, there was a very clear distinction between trash and garbage, because we had a little tiny garbage pail, and garbage, at least in the city of Philadelphia when I was growing up, was classified as like chicken bones or, you know, nasty stuff, and trash was everything else that wasn't the garbage. And in theory, we had different ways that they were picked up, although my bedroom window looked out on the alley where the trash cans were kept and where the trash truck drove down. It's not like in this day and age where you got a big giant trash truck and it's got that big mechanical arm. In Philadelphia, there were at least three guys on every trash truck. Why? Because it was a union gig, man. You don't want to kill the job. And they were all city employees with city pensions, which meant, well, we'll get to it when we get to it. But those guys would come rumbling down. I never noticed them collecting anything separately. We went out of our way for some reason to put the, quote, garbage in the garbage pail and then the trash in the trash cans. But, well, anyway, I don't know. I don't know if I'm... Joe Biden said I was garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. And it was really interesting. I was listening to Charles Pyle with the news a little bit earlier, talking about the... he was talking about Lieutenant Colonel Edward Carpenter Jr., and I thought, well, who the heck is that? And I realized, I didn't know that Frank Carpenter's real name was Edward. Did anybody else know that? He's been on the job with Chesterfield for 25 years. I swear to you, I just thought his name was Frank. But I'm very happy to say that Lieutenant Colonel, I know him as Frank Carpenter, has been selected as the new chief of police for Chesterfield County's police department. So good for him. He's a good guy. He's an up through the ranks sort of a guy. And, well, I mean, he and I may not have the same name, but I think he's still going to do a pretty doggone good job. And I am very, very, very happy for him, and more importantly, happy for the members of the Chesterfield County Police Department. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Now, there is a lot, and I do mean a lot, that you and I are covering this afternoon. We've got our old buddy Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, coming by at 5:05. Talk a little bit about this big victory coming down from the Supreme Court. It should, by the way, should not be such a notable event. But, my God, it is a notable event that the Supreme Court of the United States said, yeah, you're right, Virginia, you non-citizens should not be voting. And we keep hearing from the leftists how we never, ever, 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 ever have any problems with non-citizens voting. So why, then, I must ask, were the leaders on the left fighting to get these 1,600 non-citizens back on the voting rolls here in our beloved Commonwealth? It makes no sense. It makes absolutely positively no sense. So anyway, we'll talk with Jason Meares. We'll do that at 5:05. Tomorrow we got my old buddy Chris Ruddy, the man who created Newsmax. They're getting ready to go public. Chris has been a longtime pal of Donald Trump's, and I thought it'd be appropriate to bring him in as we get closer and closer to Election Day to talk a little bit about that. Monday, we've got both Bill O'Reilly and Dinesh D'Souza dropping by. Great show prior to the election. I think it's just going to be some great, great conversation that you and I are able to have. And that's a good thing. I have been so happy taking a look at some of the courageous writing in the area of Israel and Israeli action. Because we see the nonsense all the time, right, that Israel should just stand back and allow its people to be slaughtered. And every once in a while, you get somebody who is writing about it and telling the truth about it. Michael Levine is one of those guys. Been forever since I chatted with Michael, and I saw him come up here as just somebody I felt, truthfully, you needed to hear from. So I was happy to say he said yes. Michael, good afternoon, sir.
Sir, hello, 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 and thank you for very, very much for sharing your valuable audience with me.
Well, the pleasure is mine. It's been far too long, dude. I don't know how we drifted apart or something. I don't know. But I just want to jump into this, Michael. You tell us all a little bit about what it is that you are seeing, what you're doing as you are writing about Israel, and the sort of feedback you're getting.
Well, I'm not a foreign policy expert. I'm a Jewish American that happens to own a very prominent PR and branding firm. And I watch the news with a great deal of acuity because, some despair. There's some despair,
yeah,
too.
Okay.
So I think that Israel has demonstrated over the last couple of months that it knows how to win this war and prosecute this war,
yep,
that they did not ask before, that on October 7th, a bunch of savages dedicated to the eradication of Israel and all Jews on the planet started.
Yep.
And Israel has prosecuted this quite brilliantly, quite intensely. Now, of course, your enemy, as Israel's enemy, has a strategy that's utterly immoral, which is to hide its fighters among civilians. So, of course, there is civilian and collateral damage. That's horrible.
That's right.
No one, and Israel, most importantly, no one approves of that. However, the alternative of Israel's annihilation is not acceptable. This war was not started by Israel, and it has prosecuted it well.
Mm-hmm.
And the arrogance of America to try to suggest to a nation 10,000 miles away in the worst neighborhood imaginable, how, from the air-conditioned offices of the White House,
mm-hmm.
where everything is safe and secure, and you have butlers and security, the world looks very different to you from that perspective than it does from the perspective of watching people, being president, prime minister of Israel, and watching people that you know, that you love, your people being savagely beaten, babies burned, breasts cut off women. This is Nazi-like behavior. The only difference is Nazis were smart enough to attempt to hide it. These people don't even hide it. They're proud of it. And so, you know, the old adage, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them,
mm-hmm.
Seems good. But I just don't understand. Listen, we have to face the facts. And whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, as I am, I'm not a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
We have to face the facts that in the 4 years that President Biden and Vice President Harris have been in that office, there is a general sense in the world that America is weakened.
Right.
It began most profoundly with that absolutely grotesque withdrawal in Afghanistan.
That's right.
Once the world saw the ineptitude and the disgraceful performance of this administration in that incident, it sent a psychic signal to the world that the party's on, that the game is on. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, President Biden, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Vice President Harris, simply have not been able to convey a message of strength, of determination. They look, sound, and feel weak. And this is, again, not said by a Republican.
Right.
But as an American Jew, I would say this to you with all humility. And I'm a political independent, although I think of myself as a radical pragmatist. If you're Jewish and you are prepared to vote on Tuesday, and you care mm-hmm. about the survival of your homeland or of Israel, the homeland of the Jewish people,
that's right.
I simply think that if you are considering voting, as many Jews do, for Democrats, I don't know how you reconcile this. It is cognitively dissonant. It is mm-hmm. unexplainable mentally. I don't know how you do it. Now, you may not like Donald Trump. There are aspects of Donald Trump I don't like. But the world was empirically mm-hmm. safer, more secure, because Donald Trump, obnoxious though he may be at times, conveys a sense of strength and determination. I mean, my God, the guy was shot in the head with a bullet, and he wouldn't give up. I mean, that is intense, as opposed to a man who could have a very difficult time walking up a flight of stairs. So, you know, I think if you're Jewish, the vote on behalf of Israel is a no-brainer. And I'm not saying you like Donald Trump. I am not. Who cares? I don't vote for people based on who I like. I vote on people based on who I think can do the best job. And there are many flaws with Donald Trump, but to vote, as Ronald Reagan asked so beautifully in 1979, before you vote, you would be wise to ask yourself this question. Are you better off than you were?
Yep.
Do you feel more safe?
Yep.
Are you more optimistic? Is your income better? And once you ask that beautiful Ronald Reagan question, dear God, I fear that the question, the answer becomes clear, though maybe inconvenient for Democrats. And so that's how I see it.
No, that's a great phrase, inconvenient. Now, I have to let people know that Michael's career, and you've had a storied career, and if it's okay with you, I'd love to get you back again, because
sure.
As I said, it's been far too long since we've
sure.
had a chat on the air, but you're a PR meister, the king of PR. You took on PR challenges that, frankly, are case studies inside of courses now, because they said you got to be Meshuggah to take this guy as a PR client, and you said, "Watch here, hold my Bud Light. I'm going to show you how it's really done." But do you ever just shake your head as a PR genius looking at the White House and going, "Guys, you just don't get it, do you?"
They are so it's so interesting. The Democratic Party has become so unself-aware.
Yep.
They live in a bubble.
Yep.
Everyone they know thinks the same. They never ask the question. All they do is say, anyone who disagrees with you, me, is a Nazi, is a hater, is a sick. You know, they just condemn. They never ask the question, wait a second now. Why is half this nation seeing this differently? They have no self-awareness that I can discern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rather, and it's led, I think, to this party becoming unrecognizable. I'm not suggesting that regular, normal, historically traditional Democrats don't have good solutions for problems. I'm suggesting that this current crew, that the party has been completely and totally taken over by a radical left-wing contingency that really seems to want to create a suicide pact for America.
You're spot on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Michael, I'm going to leave it there. And
okay.
I will,
you got it.
Yeah, say to you, I want to get you back if that's all right. Because
you
got
it.
Well, we got to talk about great stuff, Michael. I appreciate you sharing.
Thank you, brother.
And thank you.
Thank you for sharing your audience.
I love it, man. They are entitled to a good dose of somebody like you who knows what he's talking about. Michael,
thanks, friend.
He's a good guy. And I mean, when you hear what his backstory is, and seriously, Germ, get Michael on again, I don't know, next week, the week after. I just like to work him back into the conversation because it's just been way too long. I saw the name pop up. I thought, oh, my God, Michael used to be a regular on the show, and how is he not a regular on the show anymore? But his career is in public relations. And public relations for folks like big-time comedians and movie producers, and he was based in Hollywood forever and ever and ever and ever. And then decided to come east, and he wound up, if memory serves, in Brookline, Mass, which is like the People's Republic. If you think Boston is insane, Brookline is insane, but with a whole bunch of money. It's crazy, but Michael's a good dude, and I do like the fact, and I appreciate the fact that he has been speaking out, writing so passionately and poignantly on the issue of Israel. Again, I'm with him. If you're a Jew in the United States of America, and you are even thinking about voting for Kamala Harris, then I just don't understand you. Simple as that. It is 3:48. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, indeed. Garbage! Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage into the polling place, garbage out of the polling place, and maybe, just maybe, we'll do right. You think it's possible? You're garbage. Did you know that?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Garbage! You and I are garbage. That's what Joe Biden said, and you make no mistake about it. He meant exactly what he said. Joe Biden, like all these other good, upstanding leftists, hate you. They hate you with every fiber of their being, and they always have. And I don't know how to break it to you, they always will. They think you're stupid. They think you're not capable of making decisions that count, that should count. It's all pretty clear. I got a question about Henrico County. You know, because Henrico, no offense to my friends in Henrico, you guys are going in a wacky direction. But with these special houses where the county's, I guess, ponying up money to help people buy houses, is the county also going to pony up money to pay for the upkeep of those houses? Will Henrico County also be helping those people pay the taxes on those houses? I mean, I don't know. Just, you know, inquiring minds would like to know. 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.